Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, Joy here, host of the Joy of Membership podcast. Welcome to this week's episode. You know, as 2022 winds its way down, I'm wondering how the year's been for you. For many organizations, this time of year is when things get real. You can see whether revenue went up or down. You can see whether you have more members or less. This means that this time of year is when it makes sense to consider if these are the same results that you want next year. If they are, awesome. Keep on keeping on. But if you're looking at where you stand, and there's even a tiny bit of you that wonders if things could be different, if things could be better, if things could be easier, you are absolutely not alone. There are thousands of membership leaders out there contemplating that very same thing. Today, I thought I'd share three questions I believe every organization should be asking this time of year. I'm even looking at these questions for my own business and customers. You might consider journaling on these or queuing up a conversation about them at your next leadership meeting. So here goes, three questions. The first one is, what positively changed for our members because of our work this year? Chances are that your organization has a big picture mission to do good work on behalf of your members. Perhaps you are influencing an industry. Perhaps you are advancing a cause. You probably wouldn't exist as a membership entity if you didn't have some connection to a shared purpose or common good. However, in this question, where I'm asking what positively changed for your members because of your work this year, I'm actually not talking about your overarching mission. I'm asking you to think specifically about your members as individual people. What changed for them because they participated in your membership? Were they able to attract more revenue to their business? Did they avoid a threatening legislative issue? Was their neighborhood safer? Is their health better? Did they spend more time with their family? Obviously, the impact is going to be directly related to what you do. These are just examples, but hopefully you get where I'm headed with this. If I were a member of your organization, what improved for me? How does my life look different this year than it did last year? The purpose of this question is to shift your focus from the loftiness of a mission statement into the real, tangible value that is created for members. From your answers to this question, you'll find golden nuggets for testimonials, case studies, things you can weave into your pre-renewal warm-up, or put into your follow-up emails for prospective members. The second question to consider at this point of year is, how did our members respond to our work? When you first consider this question, you might think that I'm talking about doing some sort of survey to collect member feedback. While surveys can indeed provide you with valuable insights, in this particular case, I'm asking that you answer this question by looking at your metrics, because metrics capture what people actually do, not what they say. Your members can say on a survey that your programs are valuable and that everything you do is wonderful, but it's the numbers that actually show if people are attracted to your value. In reverse, your members can say that you shouldn't be doing a particular type of marketing, or they might rate a particular program poorly, but then in the numbers, you can see that more people joined from that particular campaign, or that the program they're talking about actually had a lot of signups from a particular segment of your membership. I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to what members say, but it's your numbers that tell you how people really respond. And then the third question that I believe organizations should be asking this year is, what would we like to feel easier? When I get to the end of a big client engagement, I like to do a debrief, taking stock of what went well and what didn't. Inputs and outputs. You see, for me, this question about what could potentially feel easier next year is part of ensuring continuous quality improvement. If something is taking a lot of time or a lot of people power or has a lot of complexity, it's quite possible that there is a way to streamline, automate, or simplify some aspect of it. And you could keep on chipping away at that until you smooth it out and make the whole thing feel much easier. I know that I've mentioned in previous podcast episodes that small organizations create processes that are full of manual work, spreadsheets that get passed around with versions that are out of sync, and lots of exceptions that require special handling. If that feels familiar to you, this question gives you an opportunity to highlight those spots where there might be a chance of improvement. Now, you might not know what to do to make something easier, and that's totally okay. There are resources that can help you figure it out. As the old saying goes, though, you can't change what you can't name. So write it on your wish list for 2023. Identify it as a trouble spot that you want to work on, and you just might find that the answer reveals itself. So there you have it. Three pretty simple questions that can help you glean deep insights from this year to carry into the next. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear if there are aha moments that come from thinking about this question, journaling on it, or talking about it amongst your team. If it sparks new thoughts, that is a great thing to carry with you into the new year. I'd also love to hear if there are other questions that you tend to ask at this time of year. Do drop me a line and let me know. With that, I will wrap up this episode. I will be back next week with a brand new topic. And in the meantime, take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech. TECH. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.